نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين وقال الله تعالى أيضا فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبتي فعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين صدق الله العظيم وصدق المولانا الكريم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون حواه تبا لما جئت به وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We begin by praising Allah SWT and sending durood and salam to our guide and mentor Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, elders and ulama, we are in experience very blessed days, the days of Hajj. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith that there are no days better in virtuous deeds than these 10 days, the days of Dhul Hijjah. In the whole year, these are the most blessed days, or to maximize our profit. For all of us, we're always wondering how we can do better, how can we increase more, how we can attain more. Allah SWT always asks us, وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسُمْ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. Every single soul should see what they're sending forward. So Allah has given us opportunities in the year, in special days, special nights, special moments, for us to multiply like a bonus round. And these are these bonus days that we are experiencing. The nights are blessed, the days are blessed, fasting is blessed. So we need to take advantage of this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to this effect, Al-khayru kathir wa qaleelun fa'iluhu. The opportunities of doing good are many, but unfortunately, وَقَلِيلٌ فَاعِلُوا. There are very few people that will exploit this benefit. Exploit it completely. That there are no regrets after this. My respected brothers and elders, we have only one life. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul is going to taste death. And every day of ours that we are living, we are going towards our grave. We've been created for the year after. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتِ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah SWT says that الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتِ, that being who has created death and life, موت والحيات, death and life, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ, so that we may test you. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who of you will do virtuous deeds? We must have heard from the last Jummah how beneficial these days. Now we need to introspect. Have I exploited these days? I had the opportunity of getting a year's fast in reward for every single day. The night, like the night of Laylatul Qadr, if I spend it in ibadah, have I exploited it? Have I taken full benefit of it? We don't know if we're going to see next year. Nobody has guaranteed. So our life here is a journey to the after. Allah has given us this as an opportunity to prepare. See, in the after there will be only two places to go. One is Jannat and one is Jahannam. There is no third place. In this world there are only two ways. وَهَدَيْنَا النَّجْدَيْنِ. Two paths. The right path and the wrong path. There is no grey area for us as Muslims. So Allah SWT sent the Anbiya alayhi salam to teach us this, to make us aware and understand how to lead my life. Like that, all the Anbiya alayhi salam came with the same da'wat, same invitation. Every Nabi came with three da'wats. From makhluk to khaliq, to take our attention away from makhluk, and make our attention fixed on our khaliq. Who is makhluk? Kullu ma siwallah. Everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is makhluk. Everything is Allah, is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is our khaliq. The second invitation, from mal to a'mal, from wealth and material possessions to a'mal, virtuous deeds, good deeds. and from dunya to akhirah. To take our attention away from this temporary world to the everlasting life of the year after. We in these days of Hajj, the ayat that I recited, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested. He was tested severely and continuously. When the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma hadhi al-adahi, udahi, what are these sacrifices? Call here, sunnah to abikum Ibrahim alayhi salam. Or kama qal. Said, this is the sunnah, the pattern of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, a sunnah is something that has to happen all the time. Ibrahim alayhi salam only made the sacrifice once, or was ordered to make the sacrifice once. So the ulama explained, these are the continuous sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam, tested in his young age, with his father Azar, when he had to leave home. And when you are growing up and you're looking for the support of your father and your parents, and you don't have it. And in his old age, after making dua for his son, making dua for his son, making dua for his son, Allah gives him a son. And then he's ordered, first we know the incidents, to leave his wife and his son in Makkatul Mukarramah. But then the order came for him to slaughter. The Mufassirin explained in Ibn Kathir that Ismail alayhi salam was about 13 years old. Ibn Kathir also mentions this, that Ibrahim alayhi salam used to go and visit them from where he was. They say he had a buraq. So he used to swiftly go see them, tend to them after they'd settled there and go back to where he was living. In Sham. And then, falamma balagha ma'u sa'i. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ismail alayhi salam, that child that you were making dua for so many years, that in your ripe old age we gave you a son. When you're older, you know how your heart is inclined to your offspring. If it's not your child, then it's your grandchild. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him Ismail alayhi salam. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test him. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when he reached the age where he was able to work with you, ma'usaya, and then he sent a dream. What Ibrahim alayhi salam said, قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَهُكَ. That, oh my beloved son, I'm seeing in a dream that I'm slaughtering you. You know, a dream can be always interpreted. There's leeway for interpretation. What did Allah mean here? If Allah had given the command direct, there, no choice in it. But Ibrahim alayhi salam was shown in a dream. 3 days he saw this dream consecutively. But this was Khalilullah, who had sacrificed everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No leeway, he didn't interpret nothing. He understood it. إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Oh my son, what do you think about this? He didn't just go and just put him down. The tarbiyat of the child was made. The tarbiyat on Islam, on deen. Islam meaning to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A 13-year-old, other guys say 8 and 9. So between 8 and 13, we know what our kids are involved in, what the youth are involved in. Ask them about PlayStation. Ask them about soccer. They know everything. At 13 years old, his father is making mashwara with him. إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. What is your opinion? What do you think? Without hesitation, why tarbiyah was made of our kids? We can't leave our kids' tarbiyah to anybody else. Tarbiyah of our children is our responsibility. قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَأَلْ. O my beloved father, if al, do what you are commanded. If al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. Insha'Allah you will find me from those that are patient. Allah wanted to test Ibrahim alayhi salam. O Ibrahim alayhi salam, O Ibrahim, O Khalilullah, that after so many years I gave you a son, has that son taken the place of me in your heart? Or I am still number one? We all need to test and see our hearts. Who's in our heart? Have we made so much effort that Allah is in our heart? That Allah takes precedence over everything? When we say Allah, then the command of Allah takes precedence over everything? We have to introspect in these days. We know the masail. We know we have to go and slaughter, how to slaughter, what to slaughter, where to slaughter. We know all that. But this is an effort of iman. Something that is not tangible. So we are in a dhoka, a deception. We are in a deception that, you know what, I say kalima la ilaha illallah and my iman is strong. Now I just fulfill as I need to. Tick box. Read my salah. Pay my zakat. Do my hajj. Tick my qurbani. Sheep here, cow there, I sent overseas. Tick box. No, it's an effort of iman, my respected brothers and elders. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with that same da'wat. How we can fix up our iman? Everything in this world, whatever is happening, all the problems, it is because of our lack of faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We haven't made that iman. We haven't understood that Allah is in control. Allah does everything. Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Allah will test us. 2,000 years later, the father of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also put down. He was also commanded, he had to be slaughtered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a ransom of 100 camels. Abdullah was saved. So blood had to be spilled. Sacrifice had to be given. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the sacrifice with his family and the sahaba. That's how deen came alive. It didn't come just like that. It didn't come easy. It's not lip service. We will have to sacrifice. We will have to sacrifice. Sahaba did it. Our history is there. We have to understand it. We have to follow it. It is not there just to mirror it and read it and understand, okay, they did this. My ustad used to tell us, we are so far away from the sacrifice of the sahaba, we can't understand it. That a sahabi was put on burning charcoal and the fat from his back put out the fire. Can we imagine that? That when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala saw his back, Hazrat Khabab radiallahu, Khabab bin Aqat radiallahu ta'ala, he said, I haven't seen a back like this. My respected brothers and elders, we have to make this effort of iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after us. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ When both of them submitted, Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son, Ismail, both submitted. أَسْلَمَا Aslam means very Muslim. Aslam used to be Islam and for a Muslim. We are all Muslims. When they submitted to submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ When he put him down on the crown. وَنَادَيْنَا إِيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ رُؤْيَا The order wasn't for you to slaughter, but we wanted to test that will you go through it? That will you fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam came out in flying colors. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how we reward those that are righteous. And the mufassirin in this ayat muhsinin, Uthmani mentions that Allah will look after us as well. Allah will avert difficulties from us. Allah will give us afia. Allah will give us contentment, security, what we're looking for. But it comes in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our sacrifice is to see our businesses running according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are we still involved in interest and usury? What is our dealing with each other? Are we destroying the reputation of each other? Do we break the hearts of each other? What is our akhlaq? What is our akhlaq with each other? This is our sacrifice. This is the lesson of Qurbani for us. That I need to bring my life back into the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Ashabi kan nujum. My sahaba are like shining stars. Anyone you take from the galaxy of sahabas, you'll be rightly guided. Who have we taken as our role models? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another place in the Quran, I don't have much time. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَحْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَ عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ That if the people, Allah has given an example of a town, a village, a city. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَحْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا They were involved in the effort of iman. آمَنُوا Two efforts. وَاتَّقُوا And the effort of taqwa. What I'll give them for this? What will I give them for this? لَفَتَحْنَ عَلِيمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ I will open up the treasures of the heavens and the earth for them. Who holds those things? No superpower in this world holds it. Allah holds it. لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah holds the keys to the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Nobody else. If I come to the masjid here and I want to go somewhere and I see the toilet is locked, then I go, I phone the mutawalli. Please, I want to go to the toilet. He said, I don't keep the keys. Phone the imam. Imam said, I'm not here. Phone the muazzin. Muazzin is here. So where must we go? Where the keys are? We are running everywhere else. Allah is saying, lahu maqali. By me is the treasures of all this is by me. You want it, I'll give it to you. It comes at a price. What's the price? The life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba. They showed us how to lead our life. When Allah Subhanahu wa Taala gave them the certificate, radiyallahu anhum wa radwan, it was not only because they went out in the battle of and fought by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's side. It was their entire lives, 24 hours, the whole year, every year. When they were out in the path of Allah, when they came back, their business dealings, their family dealings, their neighborly dealings, the interpersonal relationships. Allah said, I'm happy with everything that you all are doing. Radiyallahu anhum. So what happened? They were happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've been tested over and over. If it wasn't last year, then it was this year again. Do we mend our ways? Our weddings are still so extravagant. Do we flagrantly disobey the commands of Allah when azan is going? So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in that ayat? لَفَتَحْنَا عَلِيْمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاوَةِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا. But the people didn't listen. They disobeyed. They gave up the sunnah of my beloved. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So I caught them. I took them to task because of what they did. My respected brothers and elders, we need to introspect. And we are the heads of our families. كُلُّكُمْ رَعِينَ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِ. All of us will be questioned about our flock. All of us sitting here. What happens in our home, I am responsible. Ignorance of what happens is no excuse. So what's happening in the rooms, in the lounges, all that, with our new technology, I am responsible. I'm the one buying it. I'm the one paying for the Wi-Fi. What are my kids up to? What my wife is up to? What am I up to? Everybody is involved, all of us, me included. The fitna of the cell phone, we're all involved. So if this may be a sacrifice, then we also have to sacrifice that. And bring it in accordance to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our greatest wealth is time. That's our capital wealth. And you can't believe how this phone takes our time away. All of us. It comes with training. It comes with sacrifice. It comes when we make the effort of iman. And taqwa. Then Allah will give us everything, my respected brothers. It's not difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides what happens in the earth. Nobody else. The price going up, price coming down, that's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are the signs of you when you are happy with someone? When you're happy with the people? When you're unhappy with the people? What are the signs when you're unhappy with people? He said, I send rain at its wrong time, not at its appropriate time, and not to places where it benefits. I put money in the hands of the stingy people, misers, the wealth of the nation. And I put the ignorant to rule over them. When I'm unhappy with the people. Musa said, when are you happy with them? Show me those signs. Says, I send a rain on its time to the right places. I put money in the hands of the generous, the sakhi, those that will benefit others. And I put intelligent people to rule over them. We need to introspect. Is Allah happy with us? Is Allah unhappy with us? That's at a macro level. Micro level, what am I doing to make my Allah happy? What is my wife doing? What is my kids doing? What is my family doing to make Allah happy? Ibrahim al-Islam gave the ultimate sacrifice. We only asked to sacrifice this year. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who make mujahada and strive to attain, come to me. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. We'll give them that hidayah that they're looking for. We'll get that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.